My name's Ben Morse. I'm a theatre maker, puppet maker, designer and puppeteer. I'll be facilitating the making of the puppets for a production of Hansel and Gretel this summer.
Okay, can you just tell me a bit about yourself and your work generally, Ben?
Yeah, I've had a theatre company now for the last 9 years, and we got into puppetry with a production a few years back, which came to the Library Theatre, actually, in the Replay Festival. And from that, I've gone on to build bigger and better puppets. Our latest production is coming to Contact in November, and I make full wooden puppets and rod puppetry, but I also use object manipulation. And I made the giant baby puppet for Gargantua last year. But we do a variety of other theatre styles as well. We do physical theatre. My background is dance, music, and I write a lot of the material that we put into our work as well.
Okay, so what kind of puppets are you going to be building for Hansel and Gretel?
Yeah, for Hansel and Gretel, we're doing shadow puppetry and also a couple of puppets that are manipulated as well, just within the play. So the shadow puppets are going to be on a big backdrop at the back of the stage, and it's huge, so the shadow puppetry is going to make up the backdrop and it's going to give the whole set to the play, but also it's going to be interacted with, and there's going to be puppets, bats and spiders and all sorts that they're going to be operated and interacted with. As well as in front of that, when some of the live action scenes take place, there's going to be a puppet, for example, there's going to be a chicken that's going to be cooked. So we need to make a whole kind of scrawny chicken that looks like it's not really fit to be eaten, but with a flapping wing and a pecking beak. And so it's going to be a real challenge, I think, but there's lots and lots of different things that we're going to be making.
What's it like working with children, say, like as opposed to adults?
Well, it's brilliant, actually. Really, really good, especially on a project like this, because it's so creative, and I expect to be learning a lot from them. And I think that's what makes this project unique, actually, is that all these different stages, all the different parts of the process are contributed to by the young people, and I think this will really give them ownership of the piece. But I think, yeah, creatively, I think it's really exciting, because they haven't been told how to do it. I'm going to be leading them, but I think they'll come up with ideas that I would have never come up with, which is exciting for me.
So they're actually going to be helping the making and the, you know, the ideas of actually what the puppet's going to be like and how they fit into the production?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I've read the piece and we've talked to the director and we've got an idea of the things that we want to make, like the witch's house, the trees, some bats and spiders, the chicken. There's going to be a flying bird that leads them to the witch's house. But there is other scope if they... You know, they're going to read the script, and if they think of something else that they want to make, then that would be fantastic. You know, I really am there to direct, guide and facilitate their creativity. And I think it's completely open to them. If they have a great idea, the possibility is that we can go with that.
Can you just tell me a little bit more about the shadow theatre aspect of it as well? You know, how does that work with this production?
Yeah, the shadow theatre is a really, really good technique in this, as it will give a brilliant atmosphere, and it'll give a really haunting atmosphere, as you can imagine, because the trees are going to be towering, you know, the whole set, because you can play with perspective. You only need smaller puppets, but you can put them on the right angle in the lights. You'll get these big towering trees, and really the backdrop for the shadow puppets is huge. I mean, it fills the whole back of the theatre, so the scope for the magnitude of the set is really, really nice. And it will give this great atmosphere, and the puppets can have real character. Yeah, and you can play with perspective, so we can have big bats, we can have huge creatures, kind of, you know, even little puppets can look much bigger than the actors themselves. So it's a really interesting technique in that way, because you really can create another world that is quite fantastical.